And you, I want to get an interesting discussion. Ask somebody whether I haven't been able to find very much agreement.
Why haven't you? Oh, well, for goodness sake, I never thought of it. But I'm sure that we get cobwebs and we don't have spiders in that place.
Well, what the thing the spider makes definitely is called a
spider web. It's different. Cobwebs are dirt, but how do they get the web up? Oh, I don't know. I got to look into that. Now you started something.
I still think that's some kind of an insect.
I don't want to cause a family argument here. Maybe we move to the next one.
Yeah, we better. Go on.
Trees have long things growing down into the ground called the big long
roots.
And the thing that has a shell and crawls very slowly is a
mud turtle.
Is that... you say mud turtle. Well, how's that different from some other kind?
Snapping turtle? Well, I don't know if there's any difference or not.
One live in water and the other on land or something like that? Or
I tell you, I'm not up on my turtles. The kids have one. My daughter's youngsters have one over here. A little round one like that. I don't know whether it's a mud turtle or a... It isn't a snapping turtle, I know that.
The kind of a tree that sheds its bark, and they're a nuisance sometimes. They're good shade, but they're kind of messy.
Sheds its bark.
Or sheds, maybe it's some kind of a ball it sheds. I'm not sure. We're getting different here. What kind is that?
Well, that's a male...
Catalpa.
No, not catalpa.
Oh, no, box elder.
Yeah.
Oh, you have bugs?
Tree. They never had.
They don't have box elder bugs.
We had both out on the farm, and it was just the female tree that ever had the bugs on.
We must have a female tree next to our house, then.
Because we never have any bugs, and look how close it is.
Never see one here.
And that tree is beautiful in the summer, but look at that dirty mess on there. Isn't that awful?
Well, what I meant, it was a different kind of tree. I'm thinking of a
sycamore. Don't have them here. I don't know much about them.
Sycamore. And the kind of tree that would be nice to have around on George Washington's birthday is
a cherry tree.
And
I bet you wanted us to say cherry, didn't you? If my brother had been here, he would have said that.
Don't really want you to say anything special. I just want to record whatever it is. You get some vines growing that are shiny and have leaves, three cornered leaves.
Poison ivy.
And something that grows along the railroad tracks into a bush shape and has a beautiful red cone on it that comes out in the fall, velvety like.
Sumac.
Okay. And what kind of berries do you like to eat?
Oh, strawberries and raspberries.
Blackberries.
You got the ones I wanted already. Strawberries and raspberries. Okay. Some berries you got to watch out for. They might make you sick. You might say, watch out for those berries. They might kill you even. They're
choke cherries.
Berries?
If they contain poison, you might say these berries are poison. I'm just describing here. It's not a name, especially. You might tell somebody, don't eat those berries because they might be...
They might be poison.
Okay. And where you have a lot of maple trees, you call it a maple, or you call it, what do you call it? We have a lot of maple trees growing. Man's obviously in business.
Oh, maple sugar.
Syrup.
Syrup.